In this video, we're going to get into the process of keyword research, or actually just the way that I do keyword research. This probably isn't how everybody does keyword research, but this is what I find to be the most effective way to do keyword research. So there's two different ways we can do keyword research. We can find new keywords. And for that, we're going to use Ahrefs pretty much exclusively. There's a lot of other free tools that you can use to find keywords, but I find Ahrefs to be really reliable for finding new keywords and for finding keywords that are going to be valuable for your business. And then we're going to use the include method, and I'll go over what that is when I show you how I dig into Ahrefs. Then we're going to filter by the difficulty of keywords. We're going to look for lower difficulty keywords, and then we're going to select the winners and we're going to build a list. And then from that list, we can actually use Ahrefs to extrapolate a little bit and to be able to find even more keywords that we may not have seen when we built our list. And then we can also use existing data. If you've already produced content, if you already rank for different keywords, you can actually just use the Google Search Console. You can find what you're already ranking for in positions 5 to 15, where you're not like really in the top results, but you are showing up consistently. And then we're trying to find keywords that have high impressions and low clicks. And this basically means that you're getting a ton of people that see your content, but they're not clicking on your result. And that means that you're not specifically targeting that keyword. You're not providing the right title or right description that matches what people are looking for when they Google that keyword. And so we're either going to add keywords to existing content or adjust the existing content to match that keyword a little bit better. Or we can create new content that addresses the keyword because we know that it's either relatively easy to rank for, or our website, our business is seen as trustworthy to Google on the topic. Then if we produce something new that's specifically related to this keyword, then we're probably going to jump up in the ranking really quickly. So without further ado, let's jump into some keyword research. So we're going to pop over to Ahrefs, and I am going to log in. From here, we're going to go to the Keyword Explorer. And right here, this is where I am going to veer off from where most people would probably use the Keyword Explorer. Most people would probably come in here and they would type in a bunch of different keywords that they think are good keywords to try to investigate on Ahrefs. That's not what we're going to do. All we're going to do is we're going to click the orange search button. Now, one problem with the orange search button is that you see that Pornhub is actually the topmost Googled keyword on Google. And that's just a little bit disturbing, but you actually see a lot of different porn sites are actually at the top of the list. So yeah, a little bit disturbing. But what this does is this gives us access to the 4 billion keywords that are listed on Ahrefs. And instead of going in and trying to guess what keywords we can try to find related to a topic, we can actually just use all of Ahrefs and we can just filter by the different keyword modifiers that we talked about in a previous video. And so the topic that I'm actually going to do as an example is the sleep niche. So it's basically people looking to figure out how to get to sleep better. How do I fall asleep faster? How do I sleep consistently through the night? What can I take to make me sleep better at night? What can I eat to make me sleep better at night? All of these different things. And so we're going to use different keyword modifiers to figure out what keywords we should target in the sleep niche and what keywords would be great if we had some sleep related product that would help people sleep. Maybe we have some sort of pill that people can take. Maybe we sell some sort of course that teaches people how to sleep. It doesn't really matter too much, but this will give you an idea of how I do keyword research, and you can adapt and adjust this to whatever industry you have or whatever niche you're in so that you can do keyword research properly for yourself. All we're going to do is put in our keyword modifiers in this include bubble here. And what we're going to do is I'm probably just going to do how to and sleep. And so you can do comma separated words. And what this does is this is going to give me every keyword on Ahrefs that includes how to and sleep. And you can put an asterisk here. And what this is going to do is this is going to give me keywords that include sleep in them. So it could be like how to and sleeping or sleeper or sleeps. So it's not just sleep. And so this is what I'm going to start with. So I'm going to hit apply, and then we're going to hit show results. And great, we have some keywords here. And right away, we're going to see the different parameters that I talked about in the previous video, the keyword difficulty, the volume, which is the number of searches per month, the global volume. So this is the searches per month in the entire world. The volume here is typically restricted to the United States. You can actually technically change the country that you're targeting, but generally it's set to United States, at least for me. Maybe it's because I'm in the United States. The traffic potential potential is another parameter that they list here. They take into account all of the different other keywords that the top piece of content ranks for on this keyword, and it also ranks for a bunch of other keywords. So the traffic potential for this keyword is actually really huge. It's about 5 times what this actual keyword is. And so if you're actually able to rank for this keyword, then you're going to be pulling in a ton of traffic. Next, we have the cost per click. And so this is the advertising value of the keyword. So it costs you $4 a click estimated on Google if you were to put out Google ads for this keyword, which that's really expensive, right? And so this is why SEO is so valuable. Can you imagine being the top ranked website for this keyword and you're pulling in 50,000 searches a month for this keyword, and each one of those clicks, maybe you get half of those or a third of those. We'll call it half of those as a click. So 25,000 clicks a month times $4, you're talking $100,000 worth of traffic every single month just from ranking in the top position for this keyword. And so that right there demonstrates the value of SEO for your business. Now, this keyword is pretty difficult. Don't be dismayed by a 43 out of 100. It might seem like it's a mid-level difficulty keyword, but 43 out of 100 is very difficult to rank for. And Ahrefs rankings are a little interesting. Basically, the difficulty of the keyword is the difficulty it would take to rank in the top 10. It's not the difficulty it would take to rank in the first position for this keyword. We can actually take a look at this keyword. I'll jump into this, how to sleep faster. And Ahrefs gives us a bunch of data here. They show all of the positions of the different websites that rank for this keyword. You can see it changes over time. There's some that jump into the top 10 and jump out of the top 10. So it changes quite often. And you can also see all the different companies running ads on these keywords. It looks like not very many people were running ads. It looks like in February, some people were running ads. Probably was for the daylight savings time change. But anyways, yeah, you get down to the bottom here and it shows you the top 10 results, and you can actually hit show more and you can see the top 20 results. But anyways, you can see the top 10 results here. And what's cool about this is it gives you the words in each post. So it tells you how long each piece of content is. It tells you the domain rating. So the domain rating on Ahrefs is basically a score that Ahrefs gives as to the authoritativeness and the backlink profile of the domain. So like the Sleep Foundation is just absolutely massive. And we can actually click into the Sleep Foundation. Let me do the site explorer. So the sleepfoundation.org pulls in 3 million a month in traffic. They rank for 683,000 keywords. They're pulling in millions of dollars worth of traffic for free from Google every month. And so that's a very highly rated domain. And this specific URL is rated at a 17 out of 100. So it's actually really not that strong of a page relative to some of these other pages. This page here from healthline.com, technically the domain rating for healthline.com is even higher, but the page has 8,000 backlinks to it. And so you don't really know specifically why the Sleep Foundation would be ranking over Healthline. It could be because of the authoritativeness of the Sleep Foundation, that it's an organization, or maybe it's a nonprofit or something. Google sees them as more trustworthy, but it could be just the title is better and people click through more on this result more than this result. And that's part of the reason why they show up in the top. You don't really know, but you can see here the backlink profile is very strong for most of these pages, except for these YouTube videos. And this is why I was telling you in the previous video, don't sleep on YouTube videos, because two of the top 10 positions are YouTube videos and they have no backlinks to them. Typically, the YouTube videos that rank for these really competitive keywords have a lot of views. So you can see this video here that's in the eighth position has 163,000 views, and this video has 86,000 views, but they're actually both by the same person, which is really interesting. I mean, he's got 600,000 subscribers, so he's a pretty big channel. So if you have a big channel and you're getting a lot of views on YouTube, you're going to show up in the rankings. And so that's a great way to compete with other really authoritative websites, just simply by putting out a simple video on YouTube if you have a bigger audience. This is what a more difficult keyword looks like. And so Ahrefs is actually really misleading you here by making it seem easy to rank for this. And it's probably taking into account these YouTube videos. Maybe it's taking into account this bettersleep.com piece of content because it only has 4 links to it, but yet it's ranking in the 5th position. The military method title might pull in a lot of clicks because people are like, oh, the military method, they know how to fall asleep fast, or something like that. Could be any number of reasons why this would be in the rankings. It could be due to the freshness. It could be when it was written. We can see when it was written. was written November 17th, 2022. Let's look at when this one was written. Yeah, it was updated August 10th, 2020. So it's actually 2 years older. So yeah, it could be just the freshness that brings it up into the top results here. If we look at the next one, it has more links to it. But if we look at this Casper.com, how to sleep fast, this one's relatively recent too. Yeah, and then they have the military method listed here. Casper.com is actually a really big content producer in the sleep niche. Okay, so let's go back to our keywords. So you can see here, there's a lot of keywords. We have 2,700 pages of keywords. So right away, all I'm going to do is I'm just going to set the max difficulty to 20, which is really pretty low. And so what we're going to find here is there's going to be a lot of keywords that we can rank for relatively quickly. Obviously, the value does go down a little bit. And you can see that here by the cost per click. But you can see how the cost per click on a keyword like this, how to put a baby to sleep in 40 seconds, it's getting thousands of searches per month. And so the traffic potential seems a little low, but $4 a click seems really high for this keyword. And the clicks per search is about half. So half the people are searching or clicking on organic results for this keyword. So, but a zero to show up in the top 10, you probably are going to show up in the top 10 really quickly for this keyword. Now, that doesn't guarantee that you're going to show up in the first position really quickly, because there's probably a couple different articles that have some backlinks and things like that. But you see here, there's actually quite a few people targeting this keyword. So this one definitely doesn't seem to me like an actual zero. And this is where the Ahrefs rating can be a little misleading, because you can see here there's at least 20 different websites that are specifically targeting this, how to put a baby to sleep in 40 seconds. And you can tell this is a keyword that SEOs came in and said, hey, this is really easy to rank for, but it's really high volume. And then they told everybody to write a piece of content on that. And then that's how you get 30 articles on the internet on how to put a baby to sleep in 40 seconds. So yeah, so this is really isn't that great of a keyword to target if you want to actually drive traffic. Yeah. So let's go back. And this is why we do keyword research, because it's really easy to be misled and it's really easy to find a bunch of keywords that just aren't valuable. And really and honestly, this keyword, it doesn't really seem that valuable. Okay, here's a keyword here that would be a great one. How to relieve hip pain while sleeping. And like, that's a huge pain point for somebody. If they actually are having hip pain while they're sleeping, well, that would be a really valuable keyword to rank for. Maybe if you had some sort of either sleeping product, maybe you sell sleep masks or something like that. But if you're able to help somebody relieve their hip pain, the sleep niche, it seems like it's really competitive. And then you can tell it's just because there's really high volume. Everybody sleeps, so everybody searches sleep-related things. But yeah, there's a lot of people targeting this keyword. It seems like a lot of people have done what I'm doing here, where they're looking at sleep keywords, and then they're looking at low-difficulty keywords, and they see all of these different keywords that have really high traffic. So you can see here how the how-to keyword really exposes a lot of different keywords that you can write very specific content for. How to sleep with fluid in lungs, right? If you actually know the answer to that, you can write a really great piece of content, and it's a relatively low difficulty, and you're going to be able to pull in some traffic for your business if you're able to build some links to that piece of content. Yeah, this is just one example of keyword research. And so what we can do here is we can actually just do our keyword modifier. So we can do like what in sleep. Cool. So what side should I sleep on if I have a ruptured eardrum? There's a lot of health related things with sleep, which I guess makes sense. What color lights help you sleep? What is a sleeper build? If you got a buff toned body, but it's not obvious, it's a sleeper build. Awesome. So you can see like this with keyword, actually, there's a lot of these different ones in there. So if you do like how to sleep with, there we go. And so you can see how this can become a content hub, the how to sleep with root keyword. And then there's all of these different things that can fall within that how to sleep with. There's 17 pages of keywords of things, how to sleep with all of these different things, right? So if you were in the sleep niche, this would be a gold mine and you can write a really great hub for all of these different things. But yeah, it just goes on and on. But even some of these lower traffic ones, right? Like how to sleep with an arm cast. Obviously, that's pretty low value. I mean, it's getting really low traffic, but it could bring in a few people per month to your website, and it would be really easy to produce a piece of content for that. So yeah, you can start really low. You can probably start maybe down here in the 20s, how to sleep with a beard, how to sleep with fake lashes. So that's basically how I do keyword research, is I use keyword modifiers like this to build a list, and then I filter it down to relatively easy keywords. And then you go in and you dig in and you figure out if keywords are easy to rank for, and you look at them and you look at the backlink profile of the different pages that are ranking in the top 10. And if you see a ton of different websites that are targeting this keyword specifically, so how to sleep with hair to prevent breakage, all of these are talking about protecting your hair while you're sleeping. So that's probably the better root keyword, which you probably see Yeah, here it is. Ahrefs exposes what's called the parent topic, which basically shows you if you rank for this, how to protect your hair while sleeping, then you rank for this keyword too. So we can actually go to that, how to protect hair while you're sleeping. And yeah, so there's actually quite a few people targeting this. It's actually a lot, you know, 30, 40 targeting this specific keyword. So it'll be really difficult. And so it's up to you to find different keywords that are a little more untapped. If you were in the sleep niche, you might want to go a little deeper, dig a little more to find keywords that aren't so filled with results of people targeting that specific keyword, because that's going to make it really difficult to show up in the top 10. But with the right backlink profile and the right domain authority, you would be able to show up in the top 10 for a lot of these different keywords. So from here, what I would do is I would build a list. So what you can do is you can highlight specific keywords and you can add them to a list. And rather than building a sleep list, because I'm not an expert on sleep, I don't know what's actually really great keywords. Depends on your product, depends on your business. I'm going to go with a list that I've already built. So I have this Poshmark list here. This is for my actual business. This is some keyword research that I've done. And so what you can do with Ahrefs is you can actually group the keywords by terms, and you can actually group them by topics, by parent topics. And what's great about this is you can actually see how Ahrefs can build out a hub structure for you. You can see how this is could be like the Poshmark hub, and then you have selling, sharing, following. There's a bunch of different subtopics within the Poshmark topic. And so you can use this list to then generate more keywords. So we can actually look at the matching terms here. So if I hit matching terms, so these are all a bunch of other keywords that have similar terms to the top 10 keywords in the list that you just generated. And so you can see here, there's a couple of keywords that I don't have. So there's a state tax refund one, which really isn't that useful. There's a bunch of tax ones, so I should probably get rid of that tax keyword. Let's filter it by Poshmark. So what we can do is we can filter to include the word Poshmark, and that'll get rid of some of those tax keywords there. Let's see if they came up with any. So there's top selling items in Poshmark 2022. I would assume we'd probably write the 2023 version of that. How to delete my Poshmark account. Not a very valuable keyword, but nonetheless easy to rank for, some traffic. How to sell stuff on Poshmark. Reasonably difficult to rank for, so that's interesting. Is selling on Poshmark worth it? A little lower difficulty, a couple hundred a month in traffic. Not bad. That would be really good for me because I can convince people that selling on Poshmark is worth it, and then they should use closet tools because it's going to make it really easy for them. And then we've got how to sell on Poshmark for beginners. Oh, that's a great one. I'll add that to my list because it's not super high difficulty, but this is like the exact person that I want to use closet tools. They're just beginners. They want to grow fast. They want to start selling right away. They can use closet tools to do that. How does Poshmark work? That might be an okay one. Not really many sellers are going to be Googling best-selling brands on Poshmark. That would be a great one because people that are selling on Poshmark, they're wanting to sell more. And so I can expose some of the best brands to sell on Poshmark, and then I can show them closet tools through that. So I'm going to add these to my list. And so you can see how Ahrefs allows you to use your lists in a bunch of different ways, and you can use their tools to basically expose a lot of different keywords that you wouldn't normally have been able to think of. So that's how I basically do keyword research. I use the include method, and I only include the keyword modifiers and the keywords, the niche keywords that I'm looking for. And then I pick from Ahrefs lists that come up, and then I use their tools to extrapolate on those keywords to be able to find other untapped keywords that I would have missed otherwise. Next, we're going to look at the existing keywords method that I had mentioned in the beginning of this video. I'm on Closet Tools Google Search Console, and we're going to jump into the full report here. And so we're going to look at just the last 3 months, and I'm going to look for keywords where I rank in the 5 to 10 position. And then I'm looking for keywords where I'm getting a lot of impressions, but not a lot of clicks. And so this is going to give me keywords that I can either use to optimize my existing content, or I can produce new pieces of content. All I'm going to do is I'm going to highlight the click-through rate and the average position here. And then what I'm looking for is we're going to filter these by the impressions. So we're going to go high impressions. And then we're looking at these ones where I'm in the 5th position here, right? Poshmark bot. Technically, I know I'm supposed to be ranking higher for that one. So that's a commercial intent keyword. If I rank for this, people are going to buy my Poshmark bot. So this here, how to sell on Poshmark. And I'm actually working on this keyword right now. But this is a really great example. This is a great keyword for my business, but I'm in the 10th position for it, but I'm getting a lot of impressions for it and even some clicks too. So that's a really great one for me to target. I think I'm going to create a new piece of content for that. But you can see how this keyword here might not pop up in other keyword research tools, but a lot of people are searching this and they're seeing my website pop up because of that. So let's dig a little more. How to make sales on Poshmark, similar to the other one. How to be successful on Poshmark. That might be interesting because it's a little bit different than like just sales and stuff like that, because you have to get like good ratings and ship things well and all of that stuff. So that might actually be a really interesting one to target with a new piece of content. How to get sales on Poshmark. How to relist on Poshmark. That would be an easy one to write. Not very valuable for my business, but nonetheless, something that I could write for sure. Actually, this would be valuable because I have a feature that automatically relists. So I can show people how to relist items manually, but then I can say, hey, but if you use Closet Tools, then it'll relist your items automatically and you don't even have to think about it. Now, you can see just from these few examples how I can dig through my existing data and I can surface some really great keywords that would bring in lots of new customers to my business, and it would allow me to generate lots more traffic for my business. So this is how you can use the Google Search Console to do better keyword research. And then what you can do is you can take these keywords and you can pop them into Ahrefs. You can get some different stats about them. You can see who's ranking for them. You can see the backlink profiles and what it would take to rank for these different things. You can adjust your SEO approach based on that. So this was a little bit about the process of keyword research, a little bit about how to do keyword research, and it's certainly not the only way to do keyword research. There's a lot of different ways to do keyword research, but this is generally what I do. It makes it quick, it makes it easy, and it really gives you a great way to view a lot of different types of keywords, especially using the different keyword modifiers on Ahrefs. I only showed you two, but you can use 20, 30 different keyword modifiers really quickly and start to build a really nice list of relatively easy keywords to rank for, but nonetheless, very valuable for your business if you were to rank for them, and they would bring in consistent traffic and consistent customers for your business.